Dialogue 1.
Did you know that this city has one of the most famous collections of Canadian art in Canada?
No, I had no idea. Where's the art collection?
It's in one of our national art galleries.
I don't know a lot about Canadian art, but I've always been interested in finding out more about it.
I've read about Canadian art on the internet, but that's all.
Well, do you and Rumi feel like going to the gallery and having a closer look? The gallery's just around the corner.
You bet. Do we have time?
Yeah, but we'd better hurry. I think the gallery closes at 6 tonight. Yimbo, haven't you been painting for a long time?
Yes, I have. I'm not a very good painter, but I enjoy painting a lot.
Do you use oil paints?
I started painting with oils, but now I prefer using watercolors. Rumi doesn't like the smell of the oil paints. Have you ever done any painting, Dashan?
No, I haven't. But I've been taking Chinese calligraphy lessons.
Is that so? How long have you been studying calligraphy?
Since last summer. I started taking lessons during my visit to Shanghai last year, and I've been practicing ever since. This gallery's got all kinds of Canadian art. Painting, sculpture, prints, photography, and carvings. Yunbo and you will enjoy it.
I'm sure we will.
Would it be okay to look at the paintings by the Group of Seven first? I love their art.
Sure. But who or what is the Group of Seven?
The Group of Seven was a group of seven Canadian painters. They painted Canadian landscapes in the 1920s and 1930s. Excuse me, is it okay to take photos of the paintings in the gallery?
Sorry. Taking photos of our collection is not allowed. But our gift shop has lots of posters, postcards, and books.
Thanks.
Look at these magnificent paintings of the outdoors. They must be paintings by the Group of Seven.
You're right, Rumi. These artists loved painting the wilderness.
The paintings are so bold and dramatic. I can't stop looking at them.
What do you think, Rumi?
I love the forests, rocks, and lakes in the paintings, but the colors are a bit too strong for me.
You'll see this kind of scenery on our train ride back to Vancouver next week. Oh, this painting must be by Emily Carr. She's one of my favorite artists. She painted pictures of forests and totem poles in British Columbia.
Was she from British Columbia?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she lived in Victoria. Her house is a museum now.